Welcome to another episode of Bread Time.
What's the buzzing thing? Is that a new thing?
I don't know. I guess so.
My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And I am Charlie Dietz. Welcome to Bread Time.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about for a little while.
What is that?
It's the idea of admiration for accomplished people, you know, like influencers, whatever you want to call it. People that are doing stuff that you wish you were doing and how you get there.
Okay.
I guess my thesis is that people don't actually know more than anybody else. They are just exposed to things that other people are not exposed to.
I already disagree.
Okay, so my thesis is that, like, because I'm not inherently smarter or more knowledgeable than anybody else, I can treat my knowledge as just like access to, you know, things that I've been exposed to that are like not even related to me or my ability to process them. I've just been around things and I've experienced things. Therefore, I have that now in my tool belt and I can give it away easily because, you know, I just happen to be in the right place in the right time to receive that knowledge. And when I give it away, I can get the knowledge that someone else received by being in their place, in their time. Like that, we can exchange information.
Here's an alternative take on it. I probably deeply agree with you that I don't think anyone should be looking up to anyone, really. Like when it comes down to it, it's kind of like looking up too much makes you feel like you're down. And when you're down, you might think you're down and not do your best, honestly, like when it comes down to it, right? Like it's better to think like positively about yourself so you can feel like you can accomplish things and do whatever. Like the more confident you are, the more like likely you are to actually just finish stuff that you start, right? Okay. So I don't think like you should like over believe that other people have something special that you could never have. That part I agree with. That being said, I do think other people's like combination of experience, attitude, and skills and all that stuff together puts certain people in the position where you can learn a lot from them.
Yeah. I think we're agreeing there. Like everyone can learn from each other. I guess what I'm saying is that like you're not responsible for the knowledge that you have. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you just happen to be in the right time, in the right place, and you receive that knowledge. And because you're not responsible for it, you can, you know, be more careless with it. You can give away that knowledge because it doesn't belong to you. You just happen to be in the right time and you just happen to grab it.
This is great. Being somewhat abstract gives me plenty of opportunity to disagree with you. So here we go. Here's where I disagree. I disagree that like you don't have control over the knowledge that you receive. I think like you can put yourself in the positions to get relevant knowledge, right? Mm. So like I can basically like I'm gambling it with the opportunities that I pursue in order to get the knowledge that I want. It's not guaranteed. It's not a for sure deal, but like it's still pretty random as to when I acquire the knowledge, but I can put myself in the positions to essentially attempt to get more knowledge.
I mean, you can try, but I guess what it translates for me is like when I do something that's good or that other people admire and to me it comes easily, you know, I don't immediately think, oh, I'm a badass. All I think is like, oh, I just happened to do this because I've done it before and I've been exposed to, you know, other knowledge in the past and now it comes easy to me. It's not a reflection on me or my ability to execute on something. It's just the fact that like I'm just reflecting back what I've collected over the year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's a different way of looking at experience or even skill sets, or I hope is a humble way of looking at acquired knowledge and skills in a way that it doesn't kind of reflect your self-worth. It just kind of reflects the situations that you've been exposed to. So then your responsibility is not just to share the knowledge, but share the opportunity to be exposed to those situations so that people can receive that knowledge as well.
I thought we were talking about like being overly absorbed with like other people and the knowledge that they might have, thinking that it was going to provide you some sort of value. So chasing them down and like getting it from them was going to inform the path of you becoming better at all things you want to become better at.
Not necessarily the knowledge, but like I guess what I was talking about is the worth that you put on those people, like the pedestal that you put those people on. Someone like Steve Jobs, people put on a pedestal, right? Like he was unique. unique. He had a particular set of skills that make him stand out in his field, and you aspire to be like him. And what I'm suggesting is that he just happened to be exposed to the right things. You know, he happened to hang out with the other Steve. He happened to be, you know, get an internship at Atari or whatever. Like, all these things contributed to who he was. He just had access to that. He happened to be in Silicon Valley and et cetera. It's the access to those things that made him who he was. So whenever we look at people that are successful or that we admire, they're just that way because they've been exposed to the things that make it that way, which I think that's helpful, so that as you try to become them, try to pursue their path, all you need to do is position yourself in a way that you're exposed to the same things that they were.
Basically, what you're throwing out there is like a deterministic viewpoint, right? Like, these things all accumulate in someone and those experiences equal the thing. So you shouldn't be like so obsessed with them. You're actually obsessed with like all of the things that occurred to put them in that position, right?
Right.
I'm like almost like fully agree with that. But I think like to the sake of like the non-deterministic person, like me, like I feel like I'm in control of my existence, right? And if it was just a matter of me being exposed to certain things and those things adding up to some sort of success or failure, then I wouldn't feel like very engaged with that. But simultaneously, like, I think there is something to me, to like the decisions that I make, regardless of how much I'm making them or not. The fact that I feel like I'm making the decisions and doing those things, that is valuable to the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And a different way of looking at it is that the decisions that you make, they're much simpler, right? The decision is to like recognize an environment that you think is positive and then double down that environment, or the opposite, recognize an environment that you think is negative and then pull away from that and finding a different. That's a much, in my mind, is a much simpler decision than like I'm going to decide to learn machine learning or learn robotics or whatever, like this really complex skills and areas of knowledge that people admire. If you were to look at Einstein, you think he's like a very smart person. If you were to deconstruct that and say, well, he's smart because he was exposed to X, Y, or Z, then all of a sudden it becomes more accessible because I can potentially access X, Y, or Z as well. So even though you are controlling your environment, you're making decisions that are much more easy to grok than I just happen to be super smart, so I'm making decisions that are smart.
It's like, I don't have all the skills that I'd want, that even if I got exposed to the right stuff, I'd always be able to accomplish the things I want too. So I think there is some of this like people trying their best under circumstances. I guess that's what I'm getting at. It's like maybe someone else who got exposed to the same stuff Einstein did, it might not have turned out the same. You know what I mean? Like Einstein was like the right one for that type of thing. And thinking about it that way is like trying my best within the circumstances is, I think, part of it. Because maybe there's something about me that's limiting from always being able to take it on or learn from it or do it. And those things, I think, are part of the equation as well.
Yeah, for sure. There is a unique variable that you bring in. To bring it back to practical terms, that thinking helps me as I look at people that I admire, again, to humanize them and to make the steps that makes them then more accessible to me.
Yeah, that's the tangible part of this, right? Like the thing is, I don't want to put anyone on a pedestal, because if I do that, in some ways, I think it's unobtainable, right? But if I see someone and I see them as a person, just like me, then I can think, oh, I like the things they're doing. I like how they're doing it, whatever, right? And I want to learn from them. So part of it is maybe thinking about how they do it, but also the experiences that added up to them being capable of doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I would even say that pedestals are okay. Like I put people on pedestals, like I admire them. I just try to construct a staircase next to pedestal. Like I try to deconstruct that pedestal into achievable steps so that I can make it up that pedestal. Right? There are people who are living in ways that I look up to, you know, very explicitly look up to. But I think I'm trying to explain that there is a translation that happens or a reverse engineering that happens to that admiration, where we can convert it into actionable things that help us make it accessible and walk those stairs up to that pedestal. So.
Well, Gabe, I'm going to be building my staircase up to the pedestal I put you on by the time of our next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening to Bread Time, and have a wonderful day.